If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I wanted to make an episode regarding what's happening right now with this war that this administration has us in. And if you've been following me, you know now for 14 years, I've been telling you all that, you know, this was going to happen because the Lord been showing me these visions and dreams. He started in 2012. If you go to my YouTube channel, May Chosen One, that's May Chosen and number one, you will see videos time stamped 14 years ago when the Lord began to show me what's getting ready to hit this earth. And at that point, he had me buying dehydrated foods, telling everybody to buy dehydrated foods, canning, you name it. I was doing it. Actually, I began eating my canning foods since I've been in Ohio, and we have been eating the chicken, and it's still good. So, you know, you can can food, and it'll last for a long time, okay? And I bought dehydrated food that would last for 30 years. And so now all of these things that God told me to do is actually paying off. Now, I know I sound like a broken record to my family. I was telling my family to get these things because when God would show me, it was like urgent, okay? But we know he's not a God of time, you know? And I began to realize, you know, that, okay, maybe it's not happening right now, but it's going to happen because he keeps showing it to me. He won't let up. And he used to show me King Kong and Godzilla, you know, and I was like, how in the world is that going to happen? But they have this machine called CERN. They open up portals. And this is how different dimensions these beasts are going to get here. And also because they're going to experiment in labs and create things. But yeah, I've seen King Kong walking and I've seen Godzilla. And I know right now everybody probably listening to me and thinking, okay, is she all right? Yes, I'm telling you, it's going to come a time when these things will happen and they're not too far from here because they got that machine over there. That machine opened up portals. And if you remember, I think it was last year, you know, when they had a scene at the a mall in Florida. And people was running. They said it was a shooting. And they had people that was telling. They said, no, it wasn't shooting. We seen these beings just come out of nowhere, like from another dimension. It just popped in the thin air. And it was like 10 foot tall, you know, dark, lanky. They said they know that there was something from another dimension. Everybody who did put up a video, which in the video ended up getting taken down, they were all saying the same thing. These look like beings from another dimension. Okay. And they was lying and saying that, you know, it was a shooting going on. Okay, so it's happening, all right? And I'm not trying to, you know, like, I hate when people think that somebody is trying to, you know, scare people. You know what I'm saying? I fear among people. No, it's not about fear mongering. It's about being aware and being alert about what's happening. Okay, this war that's taking place, they're lying so much about it. The only way you can get the truth is if you look at international news. That's it, because they're lying. The news channels here have been bought up by that Larry Ellison. So they control the media here. Okay, and for some, you know, God reason, thank you, Lord, they're on TikTok. There's different people from different countries saying, America, this is what's happening. Because they know that, you know, we're being lied to. They're, you know, they're controlling the news and saying it's only six people that passed away so far. Today's 7. Today is March the 8th. And they're saying that only 7 people. But yet they got, you know, like hospitals closing in Germany because of so many people being injured and some of them being, you know, actually, you know, unalived. And, you know, other countries reporting 500 people. Okay, it's like we're being lied to. We've been lied to all of our lives, and now they're really trying to pull a wool over people's eyes. But if you look at the gas station, you can see something happening. Within 1 week, here in Ohio, we'll say gas $2.65. It went from $2.65, $3.17, and now it's like $3.49. Okay? Just within 1 week, can you imagine within 1 month what gas going to be? It's ridiculous, and that's going to impact a lot of people because if they got to get to work, you know, that's going to impact, you know, like their food and their groceries, not to mention how that's going to change. You know, I'm going to go to the store tomorrow and, you know, get some items, and I'm going to make sure I get the price of them so that way I know, like, okay, on this date, March the 9th, I purchased this at this price, and I'm going to see what the price is like a month from now. And I guarantee you it's going to be probably doubled. This situation is not going to go away. I know a lot of people, you know, they like to say when somebody try to tell them what they drink, they'll be like, oh, y'all been saying it since Y2K. Okay, well, Y2K didn't happen, but, all right, to me it was like a rehearsal. Thank God it didn't happen. We weren't ready for that. Some of us was, but we weren't ready for that. This here, this is serious. This is impacting every country. And, you know, a lot of people don't even have a clue how serious it is because the United States is always getting out of stuff, you know, that they get themselves in, but not this time. Okay, they done messed around and found out about Iran. Iran ain't playing with us, all right? And they knew Iran was not to be touched. Okay, but they went on ahead and did it anyway for whatever reason. I believe it was because, you know, they wanted to draw the attention away from those Epstein files. And I ain't even going into that because I'm not even going to pollute my spirit with that. I don't want anybody coming who passed away come to me because if I open up that communication just speaking about them, they'll start coming to me. And that's not going to happen because that's not my assignment. God has given different people different gifts. They demonize people gifts, saying it was witchcraft, things like that. It's not. Okay, if you save and sanctify people with the Holy Ghost and a spirit come to you in a dream talking to you, that's a familiar spirit. No, it's not always a familiar spirit. I know for me it ain't. If a spirit come to me, the familiar spirit, my mother or my loved ones, my ancestors or papa or even one of the Lord of Hosts, angels, one of his elite angels will pop up and stand in front of me so I can stand in front of us. I can see that it's a familiar spirit. And I'm not even going to go into that. And I don't even share those things because I know a lot of people, their brains are not ready for it. You know, I heard a man say they got a church brain. And I'm not here to change people's way of thinking. I'm here to get with people that's on board with thinking the way I do. Okay. And I do have a group on my page called End Time Josephs. And, you know, I share with them how to get ready, how to prep. Most of the people over there already know because they've been with me for years. They're ready for, you know, what is to come. There will come a point in time in your life where you will not be able to leave out your home. The Lord showed me that. Everybody was stuck in the house and we was waiting for them to tell us to get out of the house. And some of us were trying to go out of the house. But then we saw a bomb and we had to run back in the house. I'm telling you, things are going to happen here. And, you know, believe it or not, some of it, not all of it, will be our own doing it to us, our own government doing it to us. I do believe some missiles going to fly from other countries here. I believe China is going to help Iran and Russia. And I have seen them come in at nighttime, you know, in a boat. I've seen them. And I've seen, you know, where they captured people here. I've seen it. The Lord showed me. If you go back and listen to my podcast, some of my older ones, it's in there. If you go to my page on YouTube, you can see the date timestamp, 14 years as far back, that the Lord began showing me this. And now it's happening. And am I happy? No, because I know it only going to get worse. You know, I wanted for the Lord to give us more time and get ready for it. And at some point, you know, hopefully they don't attack our power grid, but that's definitely something that they're probably going to do. You know, it's a lot of things that's going to happen. And even the Bible said men's hearts will fail them because of what's going to happen. And a lot of people, they're so used to America and the USA coming out on top. Mm-mm. It ain't going to happen no more. This place, when I see it, was like a third world country. If you ever seen this movie called A Handmaid's, this series called A Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, I'm telling you, that's what I seen. Okay, I seen, you know, it looked desolate like that. Okay, and then I seen where people was going to different countries, but the people couldn't, they hated us. Well, I don't know how they found out we were citizens in a dream. It was like, I can't stand y'all. Y'all the reason why this happened, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and I never understood when the Lord showed me this. Okay, last year before this war took, like maybe last summer, the Lord showed me that people was like, you know, telling us they couldn't stand us, they didn't like us, they hated us because we started, meaning that, you know, Trump started the war and they blamed the Americans. And at that time, like I said, we won't need no war, no talk of war, anything like that on the table. Go back and listen to my episodes, you know, and I don't post a lot of things on my page, like outright prophetic words about what's happening because my podcast, you know, tells it all. Okay, I'm waiting for somebody to come to my page and say, you didn't tell us, I'm going to say you a lie. Because I have posted for years my podcast, my YouTube channel, everything. So you can see what's happening because you got to be very careful, okay, when you over there posting. Okay, because they'll shadow ban you. And I believe I've been shadow banned from posting some things. Like my, you know what I'm saying? Because I noticed, you know, like a decrease. But that's okay because I'm going to do what God is telling me to do. It ain't about numbers. It's about who can hear it and whose soul going to be touched and whose soul going to be prepared and reach. Because I want to stand before my Lord and Savior. He can say, well done, that good and faithful servant. And my cross and earth, he ain't dotting everybody I know, but I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best so that the Lord can tell me you can enter in. Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help other people. I hope this helps you. Stay prayed up. Be vigilant. And may you be blessed with divine wisdom and guidance. And radiate positivity everywhere you go.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.